free quote. So call me at 864-224-1617. That's 864-224-1617. Thank you.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about the health there. Preventive health care is the most effective response to this pandemic. Doctors are confused. Lots of conflicting information about COVID-19. But what we do know is that cellular health technologies of the health there can help you build your immunity and reverse high-risk symptoms of hypertension, diabetes, and sleep apnea. Right now, they're doing a buy one program, get one free. Call them. Tell them I sent you. Take the dare. Go with the family member. Go with a friend. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 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 Tell them I sent you. That's the way this deal works. Let me get to Rory. Rory, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Appreciate you getting
in. I'm fine. Thank you. Well, I got a couple topics. The first one is, have you ever been, kind of half asleep and you think something happens or you hear something and you don't really know that if it's really happened or if it was in the dream? Have you ever had that happen to you? Well, it's like a premonition or something to that effect. Well, just a few moments ago, I was listening. I was half asleep and I was
every Saturday
listening to your show. Every Saturday. Oh, that's good. Usually it's every morning for me. But I was listening to your show, and did I actually hear Gamecock Will say something that you agreed with and was actually pretty spot on his call?
Yeah.
Or was
Shocker.
I dreaming that? Or was that a nightmare?
No, that happened. No, shockingly, that happened.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I really couldn't believe it. And then, you know, yesterday somebody asked you about your favorite interview, and of course I loved your act. Your answer was Tyson, but I thought you were going to tell everybody it would be me. But, you know, I'm just feeling
well,
good.
Well, it was either you or Tyson. I went with Tyson because I already talked to you.
Well, yeah, almost on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now I get a little bit not really serious. I'm hoping this weather holds off down in Darlington so we can have a race down there tonight. It looks like we're going to be able to run. I know everybody's excited to see the second race of the restart of the season. I know I am. I think I'm going to pull for Kozlowski to win it all tonight. I like Brad Kozlowski. He's a Penske guy. He drives a good car, and he's a good race driver. It's not my favorite, but I do like him tonight. The other thing I was going to mention, and you were just talking about it, and you met a couple of opponents. You know that I am a pretty diehard Clemson fan, but I've also grew up a University of Illinois fan. And how's Lovey doing in his recruiting trails, and how do you see the Fighting Illini doing?
Oh, is that a joke?
Oh, golly. When the answer starts off with a laugh, I don't think it's good.
It's not.
You know what? That was genuine. I actually, I'm not laughing. That was not fake. You just got my natural reaction. That would have been the reaction I would have had off here, too. It's the same reaction whenever Illini J asked me that question.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah. You had a little bit of sign of life last year, but unfortunately, most of those cats are gone. So I don't know. Here's what I would say, Rory. You sucked less last year.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Do you remember when Lovie played? Well, Lovie didn't actually play Tony Dungy, but the Colts played the Bears.
Yeah.
And it was the first time two African-American coaches coached in the Super Bowl. You know, they made that a big deal, which it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, they asked Charles Peanut Tillman if they had ever heard Lovie Smith cuss. And Peanut kind of scratched his dreadlocks and said, no. And then the guy asked him, he said, well, what's he say when he gets mad? And Peanut kind of shook his head and scratched his dreadlocks again, and he says, well, gee, many Christmas. And the guy's kind of like befuddled about Peanut's answer. And I had an uncle that always said that term. And I guess if that's the worst thing you say, you got to be a halfway decent coach. Walt, I'm going to let you go. You guys have a great night and go Tigers. Bye now.
Yeah, thank you, Roy. Well, see, now I have a different perspective on that. I think if the closest you come to cussing as a head football coach is Jiminy Christmas, I think you probably are destined to suck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this offends the sensitive types. There are times for cussing in football. There just are. No matter how holy you profess to be, there are times where cussing is absolutely appropriate. I'm sorry. That's the real world. If you don't think so, I mean, if that's actually true, then that's the only place in America. If that's true. I don't know. Jiminy Christmas. I think it's probably hard. It may be hard to get the attention of a 20-year-old when the worst thing you could say is Jiminy Christmas. You know, maybe that's just me. You know, by the way, I think somebody mentioned this the other day, Ramona.
What's that?
Do you know that there actually is an attempt to expand the Rooney Rule? The only reason I thought of it was Rory mentioned the meeting of the two black head coaches in the Super Bowl, and that had been the first time. But there actually isn't a movement to expand the Rooney Rule. I don't know what people think about this. I'm not sure what I think about this. There is a proposal that if a team hires a minority head coach, it would mean under this proposal, they would move up 6 draft spots in round 3 of the following year. Now, I know some of you hearing this for the first time are thinking, you're making that up. No, I'm not. There's actually more to it than that. But there is a proposal right now that is being taken very seriously. The suggestion, the inherent suggestion being that the Rooney Rule has not changed the status quo to the degree that that many would like to see. The Rooney Rule brings people to the table, but it offers no compulsion to hire them. And the issue is, I think that too many black applicants are being used as tokens. You know, in other words, you'll get a black candidate who has like 6 meetings all over the league, and none of those teams actually intend on hiring him. And so I think that there are some black coaches who are walking away from this process thinking that, you know, it's not legitimate, that yeah, it gets me in, but it gets me in to meet with people who have no intention of hiring me. So I think there is a dilemma. You know, and some will say, and look, this is how I would conventionally, my belief conventionally would be here, that, you know, every man judged on his own ability, regardless of skin tone, et cetera, regardless of heritage, et cetera. The problem is that there are some people who just don't want to do the right thing. And when you have a sport that is played primarily by black athletes, you ought to have something approximating equal representation. So I think there is a dilemma. Whether this is a potential solution or not, I have no idea. It sounds, you know, on the one hand, it sounds almost insane. On the other hand, if the Rooney Rule is not working, you got to come up with something else. Whether this is the right something else or not, I guess, is the question. And whether this changes things. But if for those who don't know, this would be the suggestion. A team that hires a minority head coach would move up 6 spots in round 3 of the draft the following year. Now, how they determine round 3 is beyond me. It seems very arbitrary. Is that enough? There's more. A team that hires a black or minority, a black candidate or a minority candidate for a top personnel job, meaning, you know, GM, for example, president, whatever, would move up 10 spots in round 3. So in theory, a team that hired a black head coach and a black GM could move up 16 spots in round 3. Good idea, bad idea. Do you think it's an issue? Is it not an issue? If it is an issue, is this a potential fix? I think they have an issue. I think that seems clear. I think we've seen too many black candidates trotted around the league, used as tokens, who just are not getting any legitimate consideration. I think we saw some glaring examples of this a year ago. And so I think we're at a point where there is an issue. I just don't know that this is an appropriate fix for it. The draft, and again, if not this, then what?
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't know where you're going to be anyway in the draft. How do you know if that's a incentive? I don't understand that incentive.
Well, moving up is always an incentive.
I understand that, but round 3, is that
maybe
right?
You think
that would be an incentive?
Well, maybe this is the question. Yeah, I think this year's starting caliber players went into round 5. It was an unusual year, but yeah, in round 3, you can still get starting players. And
okay.
But one question I would have that I haven't seen an answer to is, what if that takes you into round 2?
Wouldn't that happen in some cases, yes?
Well, it would seem so. I mean, if you have the 10th pick of round 3 and you hire a black GM and a black head coach, then you're going to move up into the latter stages of round 2, by my math, unless there's some barrier there. I don't know. That's all I've seen on it. I guess my question would be this. why not just, you know, the NFL awards compensatory picks all the time. Why change the draft order? Why allow a team to jump in terms of draft order? Why don't you just award additional compensatory picks? And then you wouldn't need to change anything. You wouldn't have a team who hires a black coach suddenly moving up six spots and jumping another team. It seems more logical to me that if you wanted to move in this direction, that you would do it through compensatory picks than some of these other possibilities. But regardless, this is a very serious proposal that is being considered in a serious manner and that is up for debate and discussion. And this could happen. This could happen. I guess there are all sorts of inherent questions. One, would this lead to the hiring of more black candidates, minority candidates? But we're talking athletics, and this is really affecting. We're talking equal representation. We're talking about representation. So we can veil it as, you know, all minority candidates, but this sport, like many other sports, is being played by black athletes. And that, to me, it's about representation. But if you want to veil it as minority and just use that word, then fine. Regardless, there is an issue. There is an issue. Is this enough to compel owners, if given two equal candidates, to say, okay, we're to give this guy a chance? Because it's about opportunity. It's about opportunity. Is this enough to drive the opportunity? I don't know. And also, is this a right way to do it? Is this the right path? Or is there some other potential reward? Some other potential incentive that isn't tied to the draft? I don't know. Let me tell you about Parham, Smith, and Archinold. Look, I've told you before, I'll tell you again. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call Parham, Smith, and Archinold, Attorneys at Law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for. They're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractices in the upstate. It costs you nothing to speak with them. You only pay if there's a settlement or verdict. Right now, you can still get virtual consultations. It's Parham, Smith, and Archinold. Your case can't wait. Call them today. They're tremendous at what they do. 242-9008. Great people. I know them personally. Great people. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archinold. 242-9008. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Metal Depot's, formerly Metal Building Supply, would like to remind you that during this time of change and new normal, we're still here to help and serve. Metal Depot's is your leading supplier of metal buildings, along with roof and wall components, with superior quality and competitive prices. Call or stop by to speak to one of our material specialists at 864-295-0506. We are located at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
You know cars and trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline. 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-767. You'll have to alert me, Ramona. Let me tell you about my friends at Easy Lawn and Garden. For 25 years, the Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide with the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program. You'll enjoy your weekends and know if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from Easy Lawn and Garden, you can return it for a full refund or exchange. Who does that? Oh, yeah, people who know that you're not bringing it back. That's right. That's who does it. Because, look, these Husqvarna auto mowers are just incredible. They come in six sizes. Easy Lawn and Garden will help you with installation, uphills, downhills, around objects, take themselves back to the port to recharge, cuts the most minute amount of grass. It operates on the principle of the grazing animal, so your grass is never shocked. It therefore grows thick, green, luxurious. Your neighbor's grass is going to look like crap in the middle of summer, and they're going to be out there killing themselves. They're going to think you made some sort of deal with the devil. No, you made a deal with Easy Lawn and Garden for your Husqvarna auto mower. You'll thank me later. Veteran and family owned for over 40 years for all sales, installation, and service. It's Easy Lawn and Garden for all your power equipment needs. Go see him, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com. Tell them I sent you. As I said, that is the way this deal works. Also, I want to get back to this conversation. Vol Nation has given me the Tennessee propaganda again. He's saying, well, Michigan's was less than Tennessee's average star. That's true. He said, like I said before, look at offer lists. I don't care about your offer list. I don't care about your stars. I don't care about any of that. The only evaluation I care about is my own. I don't give a rat's behind about offer lists or any of that stuff. I just don't. I don't. Everybody misses. Those people miss. They miss. But and you want me to compare one site to another? No, I'm not going to go compare one site to another. The one I utilize is Rivals. And if you want to utilize something else because it paints a better picture for you, then go ahead. You're free to do so. But that doesn't make that listing any more accurate than Rivals. Rivals is the oldest one. I'll just stick with them. But if you want to use a different one, and you know, he said, well, Rivals doesn't give Clemson any five stars either. Again, who cares? Who cares? All right, so Rivals didn't give either one of you, but what Rivals did give Clemson is a 4-star per player average and gave you guys a 3.36 average. You're not recruiting on the level of Clemson or Ohio State. Don't kid yourself. You're not. Now, you may get there. You may get there, but as of now, you're not. You know, getting there is probably going to take some on-field productivity as well. You're probably going to need some of that. And to date, there's been none of that. And that's going to be the real key to any actual revival under this coaching staff. It's not whether you can recruit a bunch of 3-star guys and get more commitments early and fill up all your slots. That's not what it's about. You know, the big dogs still hunt late. You know, you're not. I'm not trying to just step on your level of excitement, Tennessee people. I'm not. I'm. What did you say, Ramona?
I said you're not.
No. Look, again. When you're a Tennessee fan and you really haven't had anything to root for since 1998, I understand that any little morsel helps. I do. I get that. I understand. But you still need a little bit of a reality check. You know, you're not recruiting at a level that Clemson or Ohio State or schools like that are. You're just not. And again, maybe you will. Maybe you will. Maybe soon you will. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not saying that there's not a chance for upward mobility, nor am I saying that Jeremy Pruitt's doing a bad job. But, you know, stop telling me that, you know, like, we're number two in recruiting, because you're not. You're not number two. You know, wherever you are, you're 8 or 9 or wherever you are, that's where you really are. And that's good. That's still good. But here's the bottom line. Look, I don't care if you're 1 or 8. Win some games. Don't play Indiana in a bowl game. Don't be in a buzzer game with Indiana in a bowl game. You know, show something on the field. Then there's something to talk about. To me, right now, there's nothing to talk about. You know, I don't think this class differs all that dramatically from some of Butch Jones's classes. In fact, I almost guarantee it doesn't. I haven't looked it up, but I can if you want me to. And I think what I would find is that Butch Jones had a lot of classes that looked just like this. Didn't turn into anything on the field. You have to turn it into something on the field. You have to win some football games. You have to get better quarterback play. That's really what it comes down to. Because, again, we want to pull up Tennessee's 2020 schedule.
Okay.
Let's see what this team is actually going to do this year. On the 2021 Rivals recruiting rankings, we left off at 9. 10 was LSU. LSU with only 11 commitments so far, but 8 of those are 4 stars, and 2 of them are 3 stars. The rival says that averages out to 3.45. That's bad math. That averages out to 3.8. That's not hard to determine. Pretty simple, really. 8 times 4 is 32, and 2 times 3 is 6. So that's 38, and you divide 38 by 10 total players, and that's 3.8. So that's wrong, Rivals. It's not 3.45 for LSU's average. It's 3.8. And again, 3.8 puts LSU, you know, right with Ohio State and Clemson and Southern California in that per star range. Notre Dame is 11. They're 6, and they have 6 4 stars, 4 3 stars, and they're at 3.6. So again, another team, a team at 11 with significantly higher per star average than Tennessee. Number 12, also a higher per star average than Tennessee. Texas with 5 4 stars and 6 3 stars. Number 13 is Miami with 4 4 stars and 8 3 stars. And again, at some point, Miami's going to have to recruit better than this if they ever want to be the U again. Then 14 is Penn State, and they have 5 4 stars and 6 3 stars. And they're at 3.46, also higher than Tennessee. And then Georgia only has 7 commits thus far, but a 5 star, 5 4 stars, and 1 3 star, and their average is 4. Which is actually, again, significantly higher than Tennessee. Rutgers is at 17. Some other schools on this list that are further down because they haven't taken that many commitments yet. Oklahoma, 7. But Oklahoma's average, 3.57, much higher than Tennessee. So, like Vol Fan was correct to point out, Vol Nation was correct to point out that Michigan had a lower average than Tennessee per star. But the problem is, he neglected to mention that all these teams that followed, LSU, Notre Dame, Texas, Penn State, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida State, Alabama, all have higher per star ratings than Tennessee. So if you're going by stars per player, Tennessee would be, let's see, what would they be? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Tennessee would be 13 by my count if you're going by stars per players. And again, that's a little bit more of the reality of it. I'm sorry, Ramona, did you say something?
I said I had their schedule up.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee. Give me that. Okay, their first game is the 49ers at home.
They're playing Charlotte?
Yeah. Okay. So is that a win or a loss?
Well, I would assume they win that game, but, you know, the nation assumed they'd beat Georgia State, too.
Ah. Okay, their next one is they're at Oklahoma.
Okay, so now they're 1-1.
Then they have Furman at home.
By the way, they're going to get slaughtered in Oklahoma. You know what? This little romance, they're playing Oklahoma in Norman?
Yes.
I mean, this little romance with Tennessee, you know, and this upbeat feeling is going to die quickly in Norman, Oklahoma. I don't see that going well for Tennessee at all. All right, 1-1.
Okay, the next one is Furman at home.
All right, 2-1.
Gators at home.
I think it's a loss. That's two and two.
The next game is Missouri at home.
I'm feeling generous to the Vol fans, Ramos. I'm going to give them a win. 3-2.
The next one is they're at South Carolina.
Three and three.
Then they have Alabama at home.
3-4.
Then they're at Arkansas.
4-4.
Then they have Kentucky at home.
4-5.
Then they go to Georgia.
4-6.
Then they have Troy at home.
5.
And then they're at Vanderbilt.
All right. You know, Ramona, I didn't even need to look at that schedule because I said several times recently, they're probably like a 6-16.
Okay, there you go.
With Jared Guarantano quarterback, and that's what it comes out. Okay. You know, again, you can tell me about all this recruiting you want. Until you change the results on the field and you prove that you matter, it just doesn't matter. None of it matters until you become a relevant force on the football field. Will recruiting help? Yeah, but again, you're not gaining on teams. If your per star average is 3.36 in the SEC, you're not gaining on teams. You're not even gaining on teams in your own division. Georgia's higher. Florida's higher. I mean, you're not even gaining substantially on teams in your own division. You know, look, I don't hate Tennessee, and I think Jeremy Pruitt's done a pretty good job, and I don't want to make it sound, but I'm hearing so much Tennessee noise and propaganda, and what I'm saying is slow down. Slow down. Prove you have a pulse on a football field. Win some friggin' games. Don't play Indiana in a bowl game. But that's where you're going to be again. You're going to play Indiana again. You're going to be a nice little 6-6 team and play Indiana again. You're going to play in some meaningless, crappy bowl game because you're just not good enough. I wasn't being unkind to Tennessee in that look at their wins and losses and that schedule. I was being fair. I even gave you the Missouri game, which I'm not sure about. I mean, look, if everything broke your way, how many games are you winning? 7. That's your max. And the fewest games you're going to win is probably 5. So your range is 5-7. That's where you are. You know, again, if you land JT Daniels, I'll take another look at it. But right now, I don't see it. I don't know where these wins and this change of fortune is going to come from. Unless you call my man David Green. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. If you're not sure how to deal with the IRS, maybe you haven't filed in several years, you filed, you haven't paid, who knows, whatever the issue might be, that's a personal matter that impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800 company, give your personal info to some perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. And next thing you know, you have a new problem. You got somebody who's stolen your Social Security number. Look, the solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. So get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, free strategy session. 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal, green with an E at the end. Walter to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers. And I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
Hey Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
After a national health scare, I figured it was time to get serious about my health. I was pre-diabetic, snored heavily, and had no energy. The health there helped me the easy way. I was skeptical of the program, but after losing 27 pounds of belly fat in the first month, I'm a believer. No shots, starvation, or gimmicks, and my energy is through the roof. If you have diabetes, hypertension, or sleep apnea, call 1-877-IDARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idareme.com. Tell them Lou sent you and get the second program totally free. I took the health there, now I dare you.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Here's Tom Hill from Catazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor. A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We're going to handle it soup to nuts. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
If you're a pro who manages properties or replaces appliances regularly, it helps to have a go-to resource like Lowe's. We have the brands pros have trusted for years. Solid names like Maytag, Whirlpool, and GE. All easily ordered on lowesforpros.com and all quickly delivered to the job site with free delivery 7 days a week. Even better, you can get up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event. Whatever you need today or any day, Lowe's is pro ready. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery applies to appliances $299 or more. U.S. only.
Flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Tip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. You want to get in, you can do so, I guess. 654-7627, 654-7627. It's a physical question, not that we don't want you. You're welcome to get in on the phone lines, which I think are okay. 654-7627. All right, I want to get back to this conversation. Again, you tend to see people I have nothing against you other than, you know, you write me with your propaganda all day long telling me about
how great you're doing. And I just think you need to slow down because I think you're going to have a few more difficult years. And then we'll see long term. We'll see if, you know, I know Philip Fulmer has stated that Tennessee football is back. There's actually no evidence of that to this point. You know, look, here's when we'll know you're back. We'll know you're back when you're playing Ohio State in a bowl game and the game is close and you're winning or losing. Here's why you know you're not back. When you play Indiana in a bowl game in football. Indiana. Football. When you're playing Indiana, you're not back anywhere. I mean, Indiana doesn't even go to bowl games. Right? If you're on the same level as Indiana, and you are, I watch the game. I'm being fair to you when I say you probably should have lost. But you found a way to win, so congratulations. But the game was a dead-even game. Right? So you're on the same level as Indiana in football. Okay, where is Indiana? This is the Mirror of Truth segment of the show. Where is Indiana right now in the hierarchy of football? I know you want to spin your own situation to make you look great. So here's what I want to know. Where is Indiana? What? If you're ranking all the teams in college football, even last year, all right, when you played Indiana, where would Indiana have been? 60? I don't know. Something like that, right? 60? Pull up Indiana's 2019 schedule results for me, Ramona. All right, so yeah, I look at these teams and the recruiting that they're doing. Again, it's really early in the process, and there are a lot of big dogs that haven't hunted yet, Georgia, Oklahoma, etc. And thinking about what this means for the future in terms of where are Clemson's most significant challenges going to come from over the next decade. And here's what I come up with. I know how the recent games have gone, including how the game went last year, and obviously it was a tightly contested game that is still being contested in some circles. But unfortunately for those people, games have winners and losers, and you know, no one cares after that, New Orleans Saints. But I think the most significant challenge to Clemson over the next 10 years is going to come from Ohio State.
Okay.
You have Indiana's schedule?
Mm-hmm.
From last year?
Yes.
Okay, give me the scores and the results.
Okay, they played Ball State, and they won 34-24.
Okay, edged Ball State.
Okay, they played Eastern Illinois, and they won 52-0.
52-0 over a mighty power Eastern Illinois.
They played Ohio State, and lost 51-10.
What was the score?
They lost 51-10.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you say that again?
They lost 51-10.
51-10.
Yes.
All right. So, in other words, if you're playing Indiana to an even game, you're 40 points worse than Ohio State. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. This is where you are on the reality check scale. All right. Continue. 41 point loss to Ohio State.
The next one is UConn. They won 38-3.
Okay, UConn.
Then they played Michigan State. They lost 40-31.
They lost to Michigan State?
Yes.
By nearly double digits?
40-31.
Michigan State sucks, so, okay.
Then they played Rutgers, and they beat them 35-0.
Okay, beat Rutgers.
Then Maryland, 34-28.
Okay.
Nebraska, 38-31.
They beat Nebraska?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, they beat Nebraska.
Okay.
They beat Northwestern 34-3.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to Penn State 34-27.
Okay.
They lost to Michigan 39-14.
39-14 to Michigan?
Uh-huh.
So they lost by 25 to Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they beat Purdue in two overtimes, 44-41. Mm-hmm. And then they had their Tax Slayer Bowl.
Okay.
They lost 23-22 Tennessee.
Right. And so, again, a dead even game. And that's where you are. You're Indiana. So you're a team that loses by 25 to Michigan and 41 to Ohio State, et cetera. That's who you are. You're on the level of Indiana. So you like Team 60. You know, you, Indiana, both like Team 60. If you're ranking teams in the country, you know, you're like right in the middle of the pack somewhere. That's who you are. I'm sorry. You know, this is the reality of it. So, and I'm pretty certain that, you know what, Maroon, I'll give you one more assignment. Find me Tennessee's recruiting rankings in the rival system, their team recruiting rankings in the rival system. I don't have that up. Give me Tennessee's team recruiting rankings in the rival system, you know, like going back through the Butch Jones period. So, you know, just go back.
History.
Find the team recruiting rankings and rivals, and then let's just go back year by year from 2019 and go back and see where they wound up ranking. I'm curious. But when I think about the biggest challenges to Clemson the next decade, number one for me is Ohio State. I think Ohio State is positioning themselves to be one of, if not the, I think they're going to be a absolute dominant factor in college football the next decade. I think they're going to be right there with Clemson. I think the battle scene has shifted. I do not think it's going to be about Clemson, Alabama anymore. I think it's going to be about Clemson, Ohio State. Now, we've seen these teams meet in recent years. We saw them meet last year. Obviously, again, a hyper-competitive game. I think you're going to see a lot more of that. And I think you're going to see it this year. I mean, I thought when last season ended, the favorites for this year were Clemson, Ohio State. I haven't seen anything that changed my mind. I mean, that's the direction that we're headed in. And I think you could get another battle between Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. And between those coaching staffs. And let's be honest, Ryan Day is the first major college coach that we've seen who kept Brent Venables off balance. We've seen some coaches of lesser teams do it in individual games, but Ryan Day is the first major player that we saw able to do that. Now, again, Brent Venables recovered, and Clemson recovered. But when you look at what we saw last year with those two teams, Ryan Day is brilliant, and he is highly competitive. But he is a brilliant guy. Make no mistake about it. And that brilliance, combined with that highly competitive nature, is also being seen on the recruiting trail, where, again, according to rivals, Ohio State is one. Ohio State's always recruited well, but I think they're recruiting better than ever under this staff. And I think that's going to make things really difficult for everybody else. The team that I think most parallels Clemson in terms of what I believe is going to happen with the direction of the graph the next decade is Ohio State. I expect to see numerous Clemson Ohio State games moving forward. So they're number one for me. Number two is LSU. I know everybody thinks LSU is going to go away and they're going to dry up and we'll see. I think they have a formula now. And you know what? I'm going to take a little tangent here and demonstrate this in a different way. But before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at First Home Equity Loans. Look, in uncertain times, you want a name you can trust. When it comes to buying or refinancing a home, that name is First Home Equity Loans. In business for 23 years, First Home Equity Loans is veteran-owned, locally operated, so you can be sure you're getting the personal attention you deserve. Todd and his incredible team provide a free mortgage analysis to ensure each loan is tailored to meet their clients' needs. They were voted the best mortgage company in the upstate. There's a reason for that. First Home Equity Loans offers competitive rates, first-class service, whether you're purchasing your dream home, refinancing your existing home, or interested in debt consolidation, cash out for any reason, investment properties. You just want to lower the payment term of your mortgage or the term of your mortgage. This is First Home Equity Loans. Trust me when I tell you this. They have a total focus on communication throughout the process. You'll be confident you're getting the best loan for your needs. Contact Todd and his incredible staff today. Look, you want individualized personal attention. You don't get that at a bank. You get limited options at a bank. At First Home Equity Loans, you're going to get way more choices, way more options. You know another option that's available? Working Past 5. 864-438-4550. 438-4550.
One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Now is the time to get your porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint, Summer Classics, Presesta Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. Take advantage of special seasonal prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Delivery and setup is always available at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Even in these challenging times, Parham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice law firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is still accessible during regular business hours. Call and they can arrange video conferencing to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Parham Smith and Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Parham Smith and Archinold, call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com. That's parhamlaw.com.
Here's Tom Hill from Catazoom Wraps.
A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. And what that does is allows us to give the client different price points so that if they have a tight budget, we can work within that tight budget. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house, and you can get your